All right, I love that music. It is a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it is Thursday night, so that means it's time for Swap Meet.
Yes.
Greg Flam's in studio with me, 312-981-7200. We all own something that connects us to this great city of Chicago. Whether it's memorabilia or a souvenir, we go out of our way to keep it from the trash bin. When we move, we take good care to preserve it. It's not junk. It's Chicago history. What do you have tonight? Swap Meet. It's like Chicago Antique Roadshow. You call in and impress us with what you have, and we'll tell you if it's worth anything. 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text. It's a chance to brag about the things we've collected over the years, and boy, do we like to brag. My guest, Greg Flam. He goes by the name DuPage Picker on Twitter. Good to see you, Greg. How are you, man?
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me back.
Did you have a good week on the estate sale?
Last weekend was better. It just started today, and there was only a handful. Nothing to brag about today. But I brought some stuff. Hopefully, we'll spark some conversation.
All right. What do you got today?
All right. So Tuesday is the anniversary of Elvis's death, so I brought some pretty rare stuff that I found last weekend for that. And a lot of the stuff, like, you know, like while he was alive, the fan club stuff still gets quite a bit of money.
Really?
Yeah. If it's, you know, if it's something that was put out after his death, then it's, you know, it's not.
I mean, when you talk about memorabilia, when it comes to Elvis, a lot of touristy tchotchkes come to mind. Is it hard because there's so much about Elvis to sort of find something in the diamond in the rough?
Right. Like even finding a mint condition record of Elvis is like no big deal because he made so many of them, you know. Obviously he was huge, so it was like they have so much stuff, but the stuff, you know, earlier on his career, like fan club stuff, that can get a decent penny. So if you have, you know, like pre-76 stuff, you know, that can get a little bit more. I also brought some early Harris Bank collectibles.
Sure.
The ceramic tiger. This is pretty common. I see these, and they make the same shape, but it seems like there's different shading, probably five different shades of this.
So was that a bank?
It's like a ceramic bank. It's got the plug on the bottom, so you don't have to actually crack it open.
A lion.
But yeah, it's got, you know, that's kind of common, but it still fetches, you know, maybe $20, $22. So it's not bad if you can find it for a couple bucks. Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that you're going to find in an estate sale?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely that bank or any Harris. And there's so much Harris stuff, obviously, later on. They did everything with sports teams, Bulls, right. Bears, everything.
Does it matter, like, when you start stuff that's like we've been talking about, like it just seems like so much Bears memorabilia came from car dealerships. But when it comes to bank, does it matter if the bank is still in business or not?
Probably not. And it probably means more if it's not in business, like an older,
like a LaSalle, you know, bank.
Yeah, something older. And then the last item I brought was the Animal House John Belushi as Bluto Blutarski animated doll. And you press the button, and it says about five different sayings. It plays, I can't remember the name of the Animal House song.
Animal House.
Yeah, so if you wanted to test that out, there's a button.
Yeah,
we
have to do that.
Right, so there's that. And that gets about maybe $40 still.
Really?
And that's something you can still find for maybe $5 or, you know, at a garage sale. You know, probably a state sale, they probably charge a little bit more. But, yeah, just, you know, I brought some stuff that's kind of common for estate sales.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the number. And also you can text that number if you have some collectibles that you'd like to discuss with Greg. You know, it's interesting because it does feel like now would be a good time for garage sales. It just seems like that summer kind of thing.
Yeah, it's the peak season right now.
Is it? Yeah. Why is it now?
Well, because it's so warm and you know, now any day of the week can be a garage sale. It doesn't have to be a Friday or Saturday. You know, I've seen them on Tuesday, Wednesdays. Tomorrow's weather doesn't look so great, so a lot of them will start tomorrow, but I don't know how the weather's
going to
affect.
Do you hit up the garage sales too, or are you just more of an estate sale?
You know, I tend to do garage sales more in this season because there's better value. You know, people are selling things for a dollar or two that could be worth hundreds. You know, where in a estate sale, they kind of know what they have, unless you get what I call a hoarder estate sale, where you can fill a big box and they're not going to go through every little thing in that box. You're just going to eyeball it and say, oh, $25, get out of here. So unless it's a hoarder estate sale, then yeah, I'll prioritize that. But otherwise, I'm making sure I'm at the garage sales early.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to the lines. Let's start with Duke. Duke, what do you got? How you doing, bud?
Hey, Duke.
I'm doing well. I have a little miniature car. It's a model of a pedal car, a child's pedal car.
Okay.
It's about 3 inches long, 1956 Thunderbird. It was made by Gearbox.
Is it played? Is it a toy that has been played with, or is it still in the box?
Oh no, it's still in the original box.
And you say it's like a pedal car, a small version of a pedal car?
Yes, and when you turn the rear wheels, the pedals actually turn.
Okay.
Duke, the steering wheel turns the front wheels.
Why is it still in the box? Why don't you take it out and play with it?
Because he's smart.
Because I think it's worth something.
Right.
There you go. Now,
I would definitely look that up. I've never heard of that brand. Deerbox or Gearbox with a G?
Probably Gear with a G, right?
Gearbox.
Gear, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I definitely would check that out. And if it's still in the box, obviously, if it's 50s, it's going to be worth something.
Okay. Thanks, Duke. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's go to Kathy. Kathy, it's Swap Meet. What do you got? What do you want to brag about, Kathy?
I want to brag that at a resale shop, I found two cardboard Beetle posters.
Right.
And one says the Silver Beatles, and it's got Pete Best, original drummer.
Right, that's really early.
On it. And it says appearing at the Caravan Club, Liverpool, January 4th through the 18th, 1962.
Right, that's awesome. The only thing I would be concerned with that is find out if it's a reproduction or do you know the history of it? Like, did you get it when you were a teenager or how did you come upon it?
No, I found them at a resale shop for 50 cents.
Oh, wow. Then I
had the one when they were on the Ed Sullivan Show, and it says the Beatles and the Ringo's in this one.
Right.
And it's all autographed.
Wow. Yeah, I would.
Autographed by the Beatles?
Yeah, that's four or how many?
It's all four of them.
Does it look like real photographs or was it like printed with that?
It looks like real.
You should definitely have both of those items checked out for sure.
I know, but you know, I don't know where to go to have it. I've been searching.
There's an alley. You're gonna go behind the hot dog stand,
right.
To the alley, right by the dumpster, and ask Ray. Ask for Lil Ray.
You're gonna see a guy that looks like a wizard.
Right.
What I would do is first go to like maybe a sports memorabilia shop and ask them, hey, how can I get these signatures authenticated? And they'll probably point you in the right spot. Otherwise, maybe if you're not good with eBay yourself or looking up something online, have a family member look it up first and then take it in.
And Kathy, when you go to the sports memorabilia shop, say, Justin Kaufman told me to come here, so you guys mess with me? You try to do anything goofy?
You got the download on you.
You tell me, and then I'll come in there. How about that?
Okay.
Does that sound good?
It sounds good, and I really appreciate your help.
That's some awesome stuff. Hang on to that.
Thanks, Kathy. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm from the Wonder Lake area, and I listen to you all the time.
Awesome. You know how I feel about the Wonder Lake area. That came from Wonder Lake. So I've got a soft spot in my heart for people like Kathy. Yeah, she goes to a sports memorabilia shop, and they start to pull some sort of goofy
thing. Yeah, they'll
say,
oh, it's not worth anything.
She just has to hit the download button. There's a button.
It's like the bat signal
exactly.
In the sky.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We got some great texts, also some people on the line. Mark, don't go anywhere. I like this. Dominic's Monopoly. We'll talk with Mark about that coming up. We'll take a quick break. It's Swap Meet. Greg Flamm is here. Stay with us. It's Swap Meet here on the download. Greg Flamm's in studio at DuPage Picker on Twitter. It's going to make a Facebook page this weekend. So then we could just post. So someone like Kathy could just post a picture of that, and you can interact with that.
And I'd be happy to help do some research on that itself.
You just
message her.
You just totally. Everyone's like, I'm in.
All right.
They're like, we will go. We're going to friend Greg.
Right.
That's it. All right. Let's keep going here. We're evaluating each other's Chicago memorabilia. 312-981-7200. The line you can text, you can call. It's go to Mark. Mark, what do you got, Mark?
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Okay. I have two items. One, my deceased wife worked for Dominic's, and I got a Dominic's Monopoly game. Never been opened.
Wow.
So what does that mean? What do you mean Dominic's Monopoly game? So it's like instead of Monopoly, it's like the deli department? Like instead of being a railroad, it's produce?
I'm assuming they made it like exclusive for employees. It wasn't sold at a store, right?
I tell you the truth, I have no idea. I mean, I just know I got it. And it says Dominic's on it. And like you said, there's related to the store.
Okay, Mark, I think what we're trying to ask is, can we come over and play it? Because it sounds
let's
like
break that baby open.
Yeah, that sounds like something I would want to do. As a former Dominic's employee, I want to see what the properties are. Do you know what some of the properties are?
I don't have it in front of me right now.
No problem. Is it kind of the full size Monopoly type box, or is it a smaller?
Yeah, it looks like that
sounds cool. I would definitely look that up. Have someone look that up for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And the second item, I have the 1967 Topps complete set in mint condition. I had it mailed to me when I was a kid. Baseball cards.
Wow. Yep. 1967.
Yeah, I would again take that to Sports Memorabilia and have them check that out.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, baseball like sets, mint condition sets, and things like that. They have to be difficult to make money off of because there are so many printed.
That's true. It's easier to sell it, though. He has the full set, so that will be easier to sell if he was going to sell it. That's for sure.
Mark, real quick, name the who was playing, who was the best player in 1967 on the Cubs?
I'm a White Sox fan.
All right,
but
there you go. Who's the best on the White Sox?
For 67, I don't know, Gary Peters, maybe.
Yeah, see, all right, right then, I'm like $12.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you for
thanks
calling
for calling.
Let's go to the texts. This is fun tonight. 708, a Super 8 movie projector and screen. That's pretty generic.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, Super 8, I guess, is kind of cool, but I don't know if it's
worth
it.
Something you have to sell on Craigslist because it's going to be too heavy to ship. You're going to lose money on it.
And also, there's probably not a tremendous, like, people aren't going. They really need to know, like, if you're going to be an aficionado of that kind of stuff, they're like, oh, my God, a
right.
Kawasaki.
Well,
blah,
more
blah,
importantly are the reels, like the pre-recorded reels of either cartoons or movies of
that stuff's
worth more, than the actual camera.
847 says, back in the 70s or 80s, I had a Harris Bank stuffed animal.
There you go.
The lion with its large and floppy eyeglasses.
They probably made that in every size imaginable.
Really?
But if it's from, like, 70s, it's worth something. I'd say about $30, really.
Really? It's worth $30 for bank marketing?
It's crazy. I mean, that's what I look for every garage show. I look for old advertising.
I'm really into the idea that so far swap meet is what a car dealer gives you or a bank. Those are the things that are worth something in Chicago.
Yep.
Let's keep going. Let's go to Ed. Ed, what do we got, Ed? What are we bragging about on swap meet this week?
Well, I have a pristine poster that they gave out. I'm not sure if it's 84 or 85, but it's all the generations of Bears uniforms. George Halas is in the top left corner, and Richard Dent, there's three or four rows. I'm driving, so I can't look at it to be sure, but there's three or four rows of all the different generations of uniforms from Halas to Richard Dent.
Wow.
Do you remember where you got that, a car dealer, or where'd you get that?
No, it was a giveaway at a Bears game by Dominic's, and those kinds of posters and stuff, usually, if they give away 10,000, most of them are destroyed. At the beginning of the game.
Because everyone's carrying them around, they get wrinkled and everything. Yeah, so if you have it in great condition, definitely look that up. I'm going to guess $30 to $50 offhand, but it could be more, but I would definitely check it out.
I'll never sell it, but I just was wondering.
Yeah. Sure. No, that's good.
That's kind of cool. Thanks, Ed. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, guys. Great show. Thanks, guys.
All right, let's go to Sylvia. Sylvia, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Sylvia?
Well, I have a telegram from Richard Daly.
Yeah, you got it. It's my soft spot.
Sent to my grandmother when my grandfather passed away. Is there any, in the late 1950s, is there any value in that? Or
before we get to the value, was it a political, like, telegram? Was he, like, it was your grandfather... of political note? Are you of a political family?
He was a businessman in Chicago, had his business in the Board of Trade.
Yeah, I'm saying it's really not worth that much to be sorry.
Bite your tongue, Greg.
Right, I know. I mean, I wouldn't say totally worthless, but I don't know.
I like it a lot. It's very personal, and I would never, if I were you, Sylvia, I'd never give it up, but I would brag to everybody that you got a telegram.
Sure,
your family got a telegram from the
Mayor
Daly. I think that's pretty great.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sylvia. I like that. See, I'm a sucker.
Very personal.
I'm a sucker, and I, every week if you is the political stuff. If you'd be like, I was at a luncheon, and Mayor Daley
that was last
spit
week,
out his gum onto a napkin, a bank napkin,
I
got it at a Chevy dealer on the south side, and that's the swap meet.
Yeah, no, that's... It's crazy. I mean, but I definitely, that's the stuff I would pick up and at least look at it in a state sale. Like if I'm going through a box of papers.
Is there a lot of, I mean, you've got all that Jane Byrne stuff, but I would think that it gets harder and harder to find Richard J. Daley stuff.
It is. But if I find it, I try to grab it. If it's not, like, that's too personalized. But if I find something else, like, you know, a book or something, or something that was a little bit more generic, you know, I would definitely throw it in my box of stuff if I can get it for 50 cents or less. Or whatever.
Yeah. 630 says, Cabbage Patch Dolls in the original box.
That's...
those were a huge deal in
right,
the
80s,
they
were right? huge. And
were they a huge deal, or was that just all like no, 80s it was, kids garbage?
It was huge, and it was great if you could, you know, never have played with it, and it's
right.
in the box.
Good luck.
It takes a long time to sell, but you could still get a decent dollar for
is
it.
Is that the kind of thing as well, because it was the 80s and there was this hoopla over it, that it's that it, there, there's a lot of them?
There's a lot, and there's definitely a lot that have been played with. So if you never, if it's pristine in the box, that's great. The other thing is it came with a, what's were called adoption papers.
Yeah,
and it actually had
so stupid.
The thing. And I find those loose, like laying around at sales. And I still pick them up because I'm an idiot. But I'm thinking, okay, there's got to be that someone who's missing that, you know, that adoption paper. And they're, personalized names on
it's
it, too. It's
like, you should go track that doll down, right, ring a doorbell and be like, hi.
Yep.
We wanted to let you know that they found your adoption papers.
Yeah, I'm the end of the rainbow guy, is what they call me.
That's what you have to put on the side of your truck.
Right. End of the
rainbow. End of the rainbow.
That's
Greg
my
Flam.
Next eBay page. Yeah. End of the rainbow.
At end of the rainbow.
Right.
All right. 708 says, my parents have a red, white, and blue colored rotary dial telephone from the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago. If you try to sell that thing,
that is awesome.
I will. Find you.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Any
is it the same phone that Mayor Mayor Daley was yelling at the senator from New Hampshire up there?
That
forget
old
you.
Phones are awesome.
Forget
I mean,
you.
And everybody should have a rotary phone just to show the previous generations what we had to go through to dial, you know, to get to a number. I mean, I was at the tail end of that, and then we went to Touchstone, but I still remember using a rotary phone.
The rotary. Oh, these are good. 847. I have an original steering wheel from the 1973 Ford Pinto. What's it worth?
I couldn't tell you what it's worth, but I'm sure you could sell that. I mean, especially where, 70s cars.
Where do you go? Do you go to like a...
That's something you could probably put on eBay. eBay has a section called eBay Motors that they specialize in that. Or you could do Craigslist, but you'll probably sell faster on, you know, eBay.
All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll get an update on tonight's news. This has been I'm loving. There's so much more to get to, and I want to hear what you want to brag about. 312-981-7200. It's Swap Meet Thursday night. Greg Flam's here. Stay with us. Thanks, Veronica. It's the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, excited. Swap Meet. Greg Flam is here. He's on Twitter at @DuPagePicker. Talking about our Chicago memorabilia. We're bragging about it. The listeners, Download Nation, text and phone, 312-981-7200. I want to get to the Elvis stuff that you have as well, but let's get to the phones. You want to get to the phones?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go to Marilyn. Marilyn, what do we got? Marilyn, what do you want to brag about?
I want to brag about my Mary Heartline bracelet.
Hmm. Is it the line Mary Heart or Mary Heartline?
Mary Heartline from the show, I think it was called The Circus.
Oh. Hmm. Wow.
That's going
all right, so what, it's jewelry?
How'd you get it?
It's a child's bracelet, for sure. And my mother must have sent in for it when I was a little girl. It's well-worn.
Wow.
It still has its charms on it.
Awesome. Yeah, I would have someone look that up if you can't, if you're not comfortable doing it yourself, have someone look that up. And
okay.
Are you good with texting in a picture? Maybe you can text us a picture of it.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put you on hold, and Pete will get you. You could actually text the line, a 7200 line. But Marilyn, let me ask you a question, though. I would say, is this the kind of thing where you just want to see what it is and what it's worth, and you're going to keep it? Does it have sentimental value to you?
It's sentimental. Yeah, I have no reason to sell it.
Sure.
Yeah, right. I like it. I like this a lot. I'm interested. Your mom sent in for something, got it. It was something that you wore when you were a kid?
Always. Wow. I wore it and wore it and wore it. I loved it. It's little because I was a little girl at the time.
Yeah, what's fun to do with that stuff is, do a little Martha Stewart thing, like make a shadow box if you have the other items that were associated with that. You know, put something together because if, you know, that's sentimental, I would like try to make something that you can display. You know, why not get some more enjoyment out of it?
I was thinking about donating it to the WGN. They're, they have a display of some. Like that, so
okay. Don't donate anything. Here's what you do, Marilyn: figure out how to get that thing around your wrist and wear it, and keep wearing it.
Right,
that's what I say. Keep wearing it. I think that you should be proud and sentimental of the Mary Heartline bracelet that you've been wearing since a kid.
Right, you know how trends go.
Still comes
back. I do have one other item.
All right, what do you got?
I have a straight razor that's from Loeffler and Sykes. Our drummer, and it was priced at $3. It's in a leather case, and it says sharpened by Otto Pomper, 32 North Clark Street.
Yeah, back then, you had to go somewhere to get your razor sharpened.
That's awesome. I like that a lot. Yeah, that's cool. That reminds you, that harkens back to a day. I mean, 32 North Clark Street, that would have been, you know, a little bit of a state in Clark Street kind of thing. 32 North?
Yeah. I don't have any idea.
Clark, but Madison and Clark?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Marilyn, that's awesome.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for those. Good start to the second half here. Let's go to Nancy. Nancy, what do we got, Nancy? What do you want to brag about?
Well, I have three etched glasses that are from the Chicago World's Fair, 1893. Mm-hmm. And what I'm told is that they sold the Pepsi in. They're clear glass.
Wow.
And it's got.
Ooh.
It also has my great grandfather's initials engraved in it.
So was your great grandfather there?
Yeah.
Wow.
1893. Wow.
Yeah. With the initials, it's probably something you want to keep. I would think. And if
it
not, everything's got a price. Right?
How many zeros are on the back? Right.
Well, you could. You know, that's something you can easily look up. The World's Fair stuff is all over online.
I will say this, and I am a novice, Nancy. I want to make something very clear to the listeners at home. I have no training or education in this whatsoever. That's all Greg's area. But I will say that in doing this for the last 6 weeks, 1893 World's Fair stuff or any World's Fair stuff has come up frequently, which tells me that it's probably not worth as much as you would think it is because there's a lot of people collecting. Am I right, Greg?
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously, the older it is, probably a little bit more value because it's not as much out there as, say, a 1940, 50, whatever, World's Fair. So, but definitely have someone look that up for you if you can't do it yourself.
I may not be an appraiser, but I play one on the radio. Right. Nancy, thank you for calling in. I appreciate
that.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Tom. I'm enjoying this. Tom, what do you want to brag about? I like yours here. What do you got?
Hey, Tom.
Well, I got some I would never sell.
Okay.
It's my grandmother's 1929 high school yearbook. She went to Hyde Park High School on the South Side.
Awesome.
Right. Yeah, yearbooks are good.
Yeah, and it's got a signed photograph of Amelia Earhart.
What?
Yeah, that's
huge. Amelia Earhart went to Hyde Park High School for 2 years, and then she came back in 1929 and did as a rock star. They had this big ceremony for her.
Wow.
So that year, they dedicated the yearbook to aviation.
That's awesome.
And it's got a full picture in there, and it's got a sign, her signature's right on it. I was always curious what it was worth because she died young, Amelia Earhart. So a lot of her stuff is worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
I would never sell this, but I'm just curious what it was worth.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you've got something good there. So I
and
couldn't put a price on it.
It's in pristine condition because when my grandmother, like I said, she graduated in 29. She bought a house in 39, stayed until she died in 2011. She kept them in the attic, and the attic never got, super hot or anything. They're in the 4 year books that are in mint condition.
No, that's something unique.
The signature is still there in great shape.
No, you've got something great there. I would definitely have it checked out and definitely put that in your will. Pass it down.
I would say, Tom, and again, I'm not an appraiser. I just play one on the radio, but I'd say $500 million. That's how much you can get for that.
No,
I would never sell it.
Don't sell it.
There's no way in the world I'd sell it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty cool, man.
Keep it in good condition.
I like that. Thanks, Tom. That was great. Yep. Let's move to Dave. Dave, what do you got, Dave? What do you want to brag about?
My grandfather was he worked over at Wrigley's Chewing Gum. He was a worldwide engineer. He worked on William Wrigley's boat dock.
Wow.
On his lake house.
Okay.
And
where would that be, like Lake Geneva?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because when you take that tour, like on the lake, they're like, "There's another mansion from Wrigley."
Yep, that was the place.
Right. Yeah, right.
So he made the mechanical boat lift for him, and the old factory, you know, was on 35th and Ashland or whatever, and it's sad to see that go.
Yeah.
But he put his in his thank you in his retirement letter. That was the year I was born. So he says, "And thank you for, you know, the years of your service, and God bless, you know, me, Davey Jr. And you know, and
so
his,
William Wrigley's blessing him. That's pretty good. That's a big Chicago.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know if that's again, that's crazy. Personal, but that's a great brag.
Yeah, it's very cool. It is a good brag for sure. Yeah,
that's a great brag. I mean, there's not too many times that the founding, you know, sort of celebrity fathers of our city are calling you out in a letter saying, "Hey, Davey, yeah, right.
No, you got something great. That's awesome.
All right, thanks, Dave. That's a good one. I like that.
Okay, thanks. You know how much a signature was worth?
Yeah, right. I don't think
it was.
I don't think it's probably worth much. Only
yeah, it's the personal thing, but for you, you should definitely want to keep it.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, so I got a ton of texts, but let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll get to them. 312-981-7200. We're playing this pretty much my favorite hour of all time. Swap meet, where I play an appraiser even though on the radio. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. Stay with us. It's Download here on WGN Radio. Swap Meets. Greg Flams here at DuPage Picker. He's a, what'd you call yourself? A online, like, estate
seller? Yeah, reseller.
Reseller.
I guess. Yeah. Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. Reseller.
Yep.
All right. Lots of texts. Let's get through them so we can wrap up on time tonight. 630 says they have an original Fasano pie plate. What is that? Is it worth anything? Fasano, F-A-S-A-N-O.
I'll assume that's a restaurant or a pie company.
Yeah.
The tins. Yeah, I couldn't give you a value, but I would look it up. I look up everything. You never know. You know, I mean, a pack of bubblegum gum from the 80s is like $300 is sold for.
What?
I am not kidding. If you Google or look up on eBay, bubblegum bubblegum, and click the sold section, they sold for $300 and
like
$90.
A pack, like an unopened,
pack of bubblegum gum from
Jeez,
the
80s. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's you never know.
606 says they have certified copies of the puppets Kukla and Ali, not used. What are they worth? That's a good one.
That
Those
is a good
Chicago,
one.
Chicago, right?
Yeah, and it's a item that, you know, people want to collect from their
childhood. What does that mean? Certified copies. So is that a thing where they were the actual puppets that were used?
Yeah, maybe they got them from like an auction or something where someone took the time and had them mounted or
because did they sell those as toys or were those the actual puppets they're talking
back
about?
Then they probably sold them as toys and now it's a collectible, so
I like that. How much would those go for, you think?
I really couldn't even guess. I'm gonna say 100, 200.
I'll guess.
Go for it.
28,000.
There you go. Divided by
something's telling me there's not a lot of 28,000s right after fees. Something tells me that's not usually a number. All right, 815 unopened Wheaties Michael Jordan box.
Yeah, probably $10 to $20. If it's signed, obviously more. But there are so many of those out there. I made the mistake early in my reselling career, just like got so excited to see one and the fact that I could actually buy it or afford it. I think I paid $10 and I actually sold it for probably $11. So
you learned.
Yeah, you learned.
All right, let's keep going. Let's see. Original Cubs No Lights at Wrigley Field t-shirt. Any value? If not, it's going to my kid.
If it's never been worn, definitely hang on to that. Or you could sell for probably $40 to $50, maybe more.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So you really have to ask yourself a question. Is $40 or $50 worth more than your kid?
Yeah, it's parking for a Cubs game at least. I don't know.
All right, let's keep going. We've got a Safeway by Ross automatic toothbrush.
Yeah,
not really sure what
stumps
that means.
Me, yeah.
what that is. An automatic toothbrush. Yeah. An old automatic toothbrush. And my guess is that it's not used. It was a Chicago Pie Company Fasano at 6201 right. West 65th Street.
Yeah, I would look at the pie tin. I'm assuming it's a pie tin. I would look that up. Someone's going to want that. I know. I don't know what it, they might, $10, $15 maybe for it.
If the default seems to be anywhere between $10 and $50. So
yeah,
anyone who's calling up thinking this is Antique Roadshow and they're like, I've got right. a vase, and you're like, you've got one? Oh, yes, $10,000. That's not happening.
Right. And you know how it is. It only takes one person to buy it and two yeah. people to create a bidding war. I've sold a belt buckle before where I got it for a dollar, and you always want to put it, the first couple times you list it, put it as an auction because you don't know if you're going to get those two people that are going to want to fight it out.
Right.
And I've said stuff sold for $200-something that I thought, oh, my God, I get $15 for, and it's gotten bid up to, you know, 200 or more.
All right, let's go to David. David, what do you want to brag about, David?
Yes, I got a Square grand piano.
Cool.
It's a Bradbury Smith, and it's from 1871.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a big year.
And I'm looking to try to get an idea of how much it's worth.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's an old piano. Is it in good condition?
Oh, yeah. It's been inside all yeah. the time. It might have an interesting history, too. It came off from southern Illinois, and I think it might have been involved some way politically, you know, in the state house. Or,
oh, my gosh. Right. You're talking, you know what, that's right around yeah, Abraham could, Lincoln time, too.
Right. If you could prove yeah. that backstory a little bit, that would definitely help. The big thing with that is it is a big thing, and that's moving it or having someone yeah. be able to pick it up. It's the same thing with old sewing machines, you know, from early 1900s. They look great.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
like, you know, you're excited to see it, but then the actual move it or have someone, it loses value right there, just the fact you got to haul it around.
David, yeah. Greg's going to give you all the good stuff. I'm going to give you the marketing help. I'm like your Hollywood guy. When you say it's a,
yeah, well,
you say when
okay.
it's a piano, 1800s, I automatically go, it was the piano that Abraham Lincoln wrote the papers in which he debated Frederick Douglass. Right?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and then you say, and it's, you know, I mean, you just have to trust me on this. And and also, yeah. he chopped down that cherry tree, and
yeah.
He's not afraid to lie. Boom.
There you go.
It.
Oh, no, I'm both of those.
Good.
Okay.
Both of those.
Run with that.
All right. Thanks, David. I think that when you're talking about old pianos, I mean, that's a tough. You really, there's probably a market for
there,
that.
There's
and
somebody,
probably appraisers yeah. for that kind
right.
of stuff. Right.
Someone will appraise it, and I'm sure there's someone that wants it. It's just, like I said, moving it is a big expense, and that cuts into any yeah. kind of value, really.
Doris.
Yes.
All right. What do you got, Doris? What are you going to brag about?
Hi, Doris.
Well, my husband had 26 Big Little Books, and
big
he
little
was
books?
Born in, yeah, the little dinky ones that was yeah. original comic
yeah.
books.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
yeah. I've come across a few of those, yeah.
Are they worth anything?
Yeah, I would. You probably want to sell them together as a bundle. I would start maybe $49 and definitely do an auction. Don't do, like, buy it now.
What is an old lady like me that doesn't do internet? How do I find somebody to do it?
Most people have a family member that can help them with it, or I'm actually thinking about
oh, yeah.
offering a course
oh,
at the library.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
is what
go.
I'm thinking about doing to help people do that.
A library?
Yeah, maybe check your library, see if they're offering a course. I know I'm going to hit up the Darien Library to see if, you know, they'll let me do a course there. I'm kind of spilling the beans here on the radio. But,
okay.
I do meet a lot of people like yourself who aren't familiar with eBay or how to sell something even non-eBay.
Yeah.
But, that's something I come across, and I would...
I took them down to a gal in Highland Park, and she took one look at them, and she says, oh, they aren't worth a darn thing.
No, don't believe that.
There's Greg something... says no. Greg
there
says
is, there's somebody for everything. I mean, right. I've seen it myself. So.
I think you're right. If you Google how to sell on eBay, there probably is, some classes that are being
sure. I'm sure YouTube videos, too, tutorials
center.
And yeah. stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
Doris. Thank you very much.
Yep. Good luck. Good luck with that. Steve Irwin, Crocodile Hunter, never opened a doll.
A doll. Yeah, that's...
Is that a thing? Are they pulling...
Yeah.
That's a thing?
If it's never been opened, yeah, I've seen some of the Crocodile Dundee stuff.
This is Crocodile Hunter. This is Steve Irwin, Crocodile Hunter
doll. A doll from that? Wow.
They made a doll of Steve Irwin?
Yeah. I would look that up. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Well, I think it's pretty... I think this has been a successful swap meet. I'm not going to lie.
One of the better ones. Yeah.
And before we go, tell me about these Elvis things that you were showing me.
Okay, I was at an estate sale, and the woman, I'm assuming the woman who had lived there, was a huge Elvis fan, because they everything was from like Vegas, 1972, and they took like everything. I mean, they bought all the souvenir stuff as well, but they took everything that was there. I have the swizzle stick from their drink. I have the ashtray, which doesn't say Elvis on it, but it says Las Vegas Hilton. And if you just saw that by itself, that's like a $3 item. But she like took everything, just dumped it in her purse, and a couple of things are, you know, could be $200-$300 items.
Really?
Yeah, I found a menu. It's like a dinner show thing there, and cannot find that online at all. And I've sold some other stuff, you know, Elvis that has been in the $100 to $300 range, and this looks something like that. So I also have a mail order catalog that I cannot find this on anywhere, the internet or eBay. And I'm hoping that's a bigger one. But the other stuff is kind of $20 items, tour program, souvenir, photo books.
Big weekend this weekend for garage sales, but where are you going to be? Tell us a little bit about where people can find you.
They can usually find me at the Darien Flea and Farmers Market on 75th and Fairview by the Westwood Park Park District there for Darien. Mm-hmm. There's volleyball, and that's there if you're on 75th Street.
If you're inspired by the Olympics.
Right. That's from 3 to 7 every Wednesday until Labor Day. Okay. Weather permitting. And other than that, I'm hoping next week we can push the Facebook page and people can start sending photos and everything, and we can go that route.
And if you get good at making Facebook pages, you can go to the library and then also offer those courses.
Right, and I'll let you know when that starts.
Great to see you, Greg Flamm.
Thanks,
on
Justin.
Twitter at DuPagePicker. You can see him at the Darien Flea Market
Farmer's Market.
Wow, together.
Yep.
All right, that's Wednesdays 3 to 7. And we will be back next Thursday for another episode of Swap Meet. Thanks to everybody who decided to brag tonight.
Thanks, Justin.